Hi, I'm Rusty Williams from New Jersey Hypnosis Training, and I want to welcome you to this Healthy Habits audio recording. And before we get started with this, a few housekeeping tasks we need to take care of. The first, well, they're both equally important, but the first one is this, that you'll never listen to this. You won't listen to this recording whenever you are driving, whenever your attention is needed somewhere else. You'll only listen to this recording when you have time to sit back, relax, and enjoy this recording in a safe, comfortable environment, such as a nice comfortable chair, a sofa, the bed, something along those lines. So we have to agree that you won't listen to this recording if you're driving, operating machinery, or if you need to be taking care of someone that needs your full undivided attention. And the second is, this is a recording to modify behavior, and it is not meant in any way to replace any medical treatment that you're now receiving. It's not meant to cure, to treat, to diagnose any disease, and it's not made to take the place of any medication you're taking. So the second part of this housekeeping task that we have to get out of the way is that you understand that this is a recording for you to, first of all, learn to relax deeply, and second, to make healthy changes in behavior that, especially during this time that we're facing right now with a health crisis, if you will, in our country and around the world, that it's not meant to take the place of any medical advice, and it certainly should not be used in place of that. It shouldn't be used in place of you going to seek competent medical care. So the second part of this housekeeping task is that you will only listen to this audio recording as a way to enhance the treatment, enhance the care, enhance whatever you're doing, whatever advice you're already getting from a medical professional. So with those two, and they are important, but with those two housekeeping tasks underway, now you can begin to think about this recording. And the best way to experience hypnosis is to find a nice, comfortable place where you can relax, where you can find yourself at peace, a nice, calm place in your house, maybe. It can be a chair, again, it can be a sofa, maybe it's your bed, but just find a nice, comfortable place where you can relax. And if you need to find that place and for right now and hit pause, go ahead. I'm not going anywhere. So whenever you are ready, you can get yourself nice and comfortable. If you want to put headphones on, that's certainly a really powerful way to experience this, because soon there's going to be some music coming on in the background, and it just kind of envelops you with that whole sense of kind of being in that moment. So take a moment, find a chair, find a place, find wherever it is that you can get comfortably relaxed for a few moments. And then whenever you are ready, we can begin.
New Jersey Hypnosis Training. Realize your emerging potential.
Wonderful. And wherever you are sitting nice and comfortably relaxed, go ahead and take in a nice deep breath. Fill those lungs with air. Hold it for just a moment. And as you let go of that air now, just feel where you feel tension in the body, stress in the body. And just imagine now as you breathe nice and normal, effortlessly, that if you were to take in another deep breath, you would be breathing in calmness and trust and peace. And when you let go of that breath, you would be letting go of any tension, any worry. So whenever you are ready, go ahead and let those lungs fill with air. Taking a nice deep breath, hold it for just a moment, breathing in the calmness and the trust. And as you exhale now, just getting rid of any tension or worry. That's right. Perfect. And just breathing normally. I found, and my clients have found in the past, that one of the best ways to focus relaxation is to first focus on a spot somewhere on a wall across from them or the ceiling above them. So why don't you do that right now? Why don't you find a spot, find a speck? Maybe it's a corner. Maybe it's where the wall and ceiling comes together. Maybe it's something hanging on the wall. Maybe it's the corner of something. Maybe it's even an imperfection someplace. Just focus on that for a moment. And as you focus on that, once again, taking a nice deep breath, let those lungs fill with air, breathing in calmness, breathing in trust, breathing in peace. Hold it for just a moment. And as you exhale now, just let those eyes close on down. Let your eyes close on down. Wonderful. That's right. Perfect. And now with the eyes closed down, you can begin again to notice if there are any areas if you're in your body that might seem stressed or feel tense. And it's okay now to let that tension go, to let the stress in any part of those areas of your body go. And we're not going to pretend that this is going to happen right away. Obviously, that's not realistic. Instead, we're just going to gradually and progressively just relax different parts of the body so that you can learn how to relax deeply on your own. In fact, right now, make a fist with both hands. Squeeze those fists as tight as you can. Squeeze those fists tight. Notice what you feel. Notice the back of the hands. Notice the way the fingers feel digging into your palms. And as you release those hands now, unlock them. Notice what's different. Notice how the hands feel. Maybe there's a little tingly feeling. Let that relaxation flow up your arms. Imagine, if you will, wherever your arms are resting, that relaxation that you've created, that you've allowed to come into you, let it just flow up your arms, up into the shoulders. Let those shoulders become loose and limp. Every breath you breathe in calmness and trust. Every breath you let go of, getting rid of tension, worry, anything you no longer need. As those shoulders become relaxed, you can send that relaxation now down your body. Just let it flow. Let gravity do the work. Let that relaxation flow down through the upper chest, the upper back. And I don't know how you would experience that as it flows now down to the lower back and the abdominal area. Flowing now through the hips, down through the upper legs, those thigh muscles, those large thigh muscles. Just let it flow now down into the knees. Let it get heavier and heavier as it gets more powerful, as if water is filling some sort of container. And the more that relaxation flows, it's just gathering down further and further, everything from the shoulders flowing down now to those lower legs, those calf muscles just become relaxed and at ease, down into the ankles, so heavy with relaxation, all the way down into the feet. And just notice now how you really can relax those muscles of your feet as now they become so heavy with relaxation. Or perhaps, maybe those feet begin to feel light as that relaxation now, like a boomerang going back the opposite direction, like an echo, a sound bouncing off the wall and coming back. Send that relaxation back upwards. Let it flow now, doubly relaxed in those lower legs, those calf muscles, doubly relaxed in the knees, flowing up into the thighs, twice as relaxed they become, up through the hips, up into the abdomen and lower back, just getting rid of any concern you might keep there. Like a lazy, slow river of relaxation just flowing now. Let it flow up through the chest and upper back, those large upper back muscles that work so hard all day long. Give them a rest. Let them relax. Back up into the shoulders, healing any soreness or tightness there. Just let it go. Let it cascade now as if it's flowing down each arm now, through the upper arms, down into the elbows, loosening, softening, down the forearms, into the wrists as they become limp and just let go, down into the hands. And I wonder if you'll feel those hands as relaxed as when you first let go of those fists. as that relaxation is now building, growing, becoming deeper with every word I say, with every breath you take up through the neck, and the neck and shoulders are becoming twice as relaxed. Now, I don't know what twice as relaxed would feel like, but you do. Let it happen. You are in control. That's right. All the way up through the face, those facial muscles softening, relaxing, the jaw muscles becoming softer. The back of the head, all the way up to the very top of your scalp and beyond. This relaxation enveloping you, surrounding you completely now, like a cocoon of comfort, like a cloud of relaxation, deepening with every breath you take, with every word I say. And in just a moment, I'm going to count backwards from the number 5. And notice how with each number I say, you can become deeper relaxed. As 5, noticing that relaxation growing, building, becoming deeper now. The number 4. The number 3, on your own, notice how you can double that relaxation now. 2, 1, almost there. And 0, there you go, deeply relaxed. Every breath you take, every word I say. In fact, the deeper you relax, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you relax. That's right. The philosopher Aristotle once said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. And developing positive, life-enhancing habits can certainly make a big difference in living your life fully. And bad habits, like rubbing the eyes or nose or touching the mouth, are not something most people consciously choose to do. They just seem to happen. And even when you promise yourself that you will stop that behavior, it's easy to slip back into that same old pattern. And it's important to at least understand that rubbing the eyes or nose or touching the mouth is simply a habit. And habits can be changed very easily. Now, even if there was a time in the past when a sensation somewhere on your face used to cause you to scratch or rub or touch your eyes, your nose, or your mouth, it's important to understand that you did that unconsciously, and your unconscious soon will guide you to a new safe and healthy habit and habits that replace that old habit now. And your brain is a brilliant learning machine. It's evolved to adapt to changing circumstances and is capable to learn new habits at any stage in life. And time and time again in my work, I see people who have smoked or overeaten for years make lasting changes in ways they never thought possible. And over time, it's been shown that successful habit change boils down to 3 basic principles. The first principle, motivation. When you begin to amplify the negative consequences of the habit in your mind, such as what kind of sickness you might get if you continue down that path of that old habit, when it's measured against the benefits where you create a new, healthier habit for yourself, then you start to increase the priority and make this change. Even if it's a relatively small change, like if you simply wash your hands more frequently, our daily actions tell us what kind of person we are. And if your daily actions are telling you that you're being a bit reckless when you touch something or you're out in public and you touch something with your hands, then how many benefits would you get if you build a new healthy habit that tells you that you're becoming safer and wiser? And even the smallest changes can have profound benefits in how we think of ourselves, of how we see ourselves, and how we begin to act smart with regular hand washing. And linking small changes to the direction you want to be going in life can make them much more motivating for you. Now, the second principle is basic emotional needs. You know, are there emotional needs in our life that old habit met? For example, when people procrastinate. This can give them a sense of safety and comfort, a feeling that they don't have to deal with something difficult right now. And being aware of what need your habit meets, it lets you plan for how to meet that need better in a new way now. For example, being sure to reward yourself after doing something healthy, like when you wash your hands often. Knowing the benefits to you when you keep your hands away from your face and when you wash your hands regularly gives you a sense of accomplishment. And that sense of accomplishment is felt deep within your unconscious now. And whatever need that was met by that old habit can so easily be replaced with a sense of accomplishment and peace of mind. Knowing you are doing exactly what needs to be done to protect you and keep you safe and healthy. Old patterns being replaced now. Old programming being rewritten in your unconscious mind. As your unconscious hears these healthy needs and replaces old healthy habits with healthy habits now. So you can find ways to create positive activities that meet your emotional needs better than the old habit ever would. And finally, 3, break the habit, literally. Now, this recording is about breaking old unhealthy habits, but in this step, the principle is to find a way of doing the habit where that old habit just doesn't work anymore. This is like taking the components out of a machine and switching them around until it just doesn't work anymore. And some people have found that it's easy to break that old habit by simply switching hands. Whatever old unhealthy habit they wanted to break, they simply use their non-dominant hand and quickly realized that they were able to snap out of that old behavior very easily. There was a person who sought the help of a hypnotist because he wanted to stop binge eating on cookies every morning. Yeah, binge eating on cookies every morning. And the hypnotist suggested that they dress up in their best clothes before opening a pack of cookies. And by doing that, they found it impossible to binge eat like this. And just like that, they were able to stop that old behavior. So have fun experimenting with what kind of unusual change in the way you did that old habit would break it so that it just doesn't work anymore. And then you promise yourself that if you ever do mistakenly reach for your face, which is natural in the early stages, you'll do it in a new, unfamiliar way with your other hand. And I wonder if right now you can just begin to review in your mind the principles that I just mentioned. The need to amplify your motivation, to make this change, to think about the healthy person you want to be and what kind of person you don't want to be. To plan for how you're going to fulfill your emotional needs better with your new habit than your old habit ever could. And commit to changing the pattern of the old habit now. Perhaps using your non-dominant hand, only doing it in some special clothing or in a strange way. Again, have fun with this. Maybe finding a way that it just doesn't work and promise yourself that if you do have a setback as you first make these changes, it'll be in that unfamiliar way. And as you begin to wonder about how you can apply these principles to that one particular habit that you want to change now, and over the coming days and weeks, you can prepare to relax as you begin to breathe a bit more deeply to let the muscles of that face soften, to let those shoulders loosen, to allow yourself to feel a growing sense of heaviness in the arms and legs, even. And there's no need to relax all at once. You can just enjoy how, over the next few moments, you can just let it happen. Because there's a state that you go into every night as you drift off to sleep where the brain begins to rehearse new learnings. And it's interesting that as infants, we spend much more of our sleep time dreaming because it's in dreams that we integrate and rehearse our instinctive learnings. It's in our dreams that we make new things habitual. And it's in dreams that you can update your instinctive behaviors, where you're able to make them more appropriate. And hypnosis is just a way to tap into this dream state, to deliberately relax very deeply, and to access a dreamlike state where you can make changes now. And as you notice how relaxed you're already becoming, you can just begin to wonder what it would be like to be resting in a garden, maybe with the warmth of the sun or perhaps the coolness of the shade, maybe sitting on a bench or even stretched out somewhere. And the more you begin to notice the details of this place, the temperature of the air, the sense of nearby plants and flowers, the sensation maybe even of reaching down and running those fingertips through the grass, the more you can begin to really let go inside and to relax all the way down, even twice as deep. That's right. Because a gentle breeze in that garden not only refreshes the skin, but causes each blade of grass, each leaf, each petal on each flower to ripple slightly as it draws your attention to the color of those flowers. The shades of green, as that sunlight brightens parts of that garden and nourishes the plants and trees now. And for that garden to thrive, it needs to be taken care of. And when weeds begin winding around any plants and flowers, it's important to get rid of those weeds so that you can make sure that you have a garden that thrives. And the habit that you've noticed, that old habit of touching your face and not washing your hands regularly, that old habit needs to be weeded out of your life. And you can look forward to the near future when you weed that old habit out of your life. Because if it were allowed to continue to grow, it can potentially strangle the other life in your garden. Like when someone is careless with their health, it can cause them to waste time and energy on getting better instead of their conscious desire to stay healthy. That conscious desire to stay healthy. Like when you practice good hand washing, seeing yourself doing that in your future now. See yourself happy as you keep those hands away from your face now. And see yourself as the healthy, happy, and peaceful person that you are now. Now, the weed of that old bad habit can seem small, but if you don't weed it out, it can sap your well-being without you even noticing it. And whatever needs that habit was meeting, whether it was to feel comfort or to release stress or to protect yourself, I wonder if you can now plan for who it is that you want to be. The kind of person who takes time to rest and comfort themselves in a garden of thriving resources, strong and proud, with the kind of true self-respect that you get from behaving in a new way that you can be proud of. Because as you see yourself out there in the future now, a you who fulfills their needs as a person and has pride and self-respect, you can see it in your eyes, in your posture, the way you stand and the way you carry yourself. Because you're using your time so much better now. And what will you be doing instead of that old habit? And what will it be like to see yourself there as you act in a new way? To notice how even the thought of that old habit, or whatever would have once triggered it, can instantly remind you of a strangling weed that can make you so determined to be the person you want to be. To do this new positive behavior, this new healthy habit where you find yourself washing your hands often. Washing those hands as often as necessary. Certainly whenever you are out in public or after you've touched something in public. Especially if there's an outbreak of an illness in the public. You can just see yourself doing that now. That's right. Just rehearse in your mind what it's going to be like to do that. From the first moment you start the new behavior to the moment you feel the pride of having completed it. And you can make yourself a promise to make that old habit unfamiliar so that your brain learns to make different associations and it becomes more and more natural to do that new healthy habit now. Because whenever in public, you now find yourself keeping your hands by your side or in your pockets or your arms crossed in front of you, ensuring that those hands, as my mom used to tell me, keep your hands to yourself. And she would tell me, keep your hands to yourself, so that I was well protected from doing something I wasn't supposed to do and from touching something I wasn't supposed to touch. So you can get that image in your mind of being out in public, anywhere outside your home, where you see yourself with your hands in your pockets, as a reminder to keep your hands to yourself. Or where you see yourself with your hands down at your side, as a reminder to keep your hands to yourself. Or where you see yourself with your arms crossed in front of you, as a reminder, that's right, to keep your hands to yourself. And if you ever realize that you've slipped, you simply wash your hands as soon as possible and use that feeling, the feeling of that water running through those fingers, the feeling of that soap being rubbed vigorously into those hands. It just feels so good to feel that. And that feeling will be a reminder to your conscious mind to keep those hands to yourself as your unconscious now learns better, healthier ways to keep those hands clean and free from germs. And you'll remember this new healthy behavior whenever you see or hear water, or whenever you taste water, or anything with water in it. Whenever you see or hear water, or whenever you taste water, you'll immediately be reminded of your garden and how you keep it weed-free. And you'll immediately remember the joy you feel every time in washing your hands. And you'll feel that desire to wash your hands. And whenever you see or hear water, or whenever you taste water, you'll feel that desire to keep your hands to yourself. To keep those hands at your side, or in your pockets, or your arms crossed in front of you. And that sound, that sight, and that taste of water will be a reminder to your conscious mind that any sensation on your face will be taken care of in ways other than touching it with your hands. Because it's at that unconscious level that new habits take hold. You'll find yourself as a person who will practice these healthy habits in your mind, as a person who will practice these healthy habits in your dreams. And it's important right now to thank that part of you that's responsible for habits, for keeping you well protected. And if that part of you is willing to make these healthy changes now, it will let you know with that deep knowing feeling of success now. And now you can practice these healthy habits in all areas of your life. Because you know deep down in the very core of you that you want to be healthy. And that you want to practice healthy habits so that they become a real part of who you are now. That's right. That's right. And now becoming even more aware of all you've experienced, absorbing it all as you become absorbed in that knowing feeling of success. Realizing just how easy it is to create new healthy habits. And as you notice that, knowing what difference that makes, having that, looking forward to that time and place coming up in the future where you'll have an opportunity to explore with that difference. And notice what it is that you notice. And as you notice that now, what could be different for you in those situations? I'll give you some time to consider that and notice that in the privacy of your own mind now. That's right. Wonderful. Knowing what your mind has been creating, your mind can change. And your mind is already moving differently now. So go to that place where you have created this result as if you can feel the success now. And become aware of those things you will have done to get there. So now as you create this result, you can pretend you're pretending. And now, stop pretending. And you can listen to this session repeatedly, focusing on that one habit, or focusing on one habit at a time, one weed at a time, as that inner garden really begins to thrive in a way that you can feel proud of yourself and of your life. And in a moment, not yet, but in a moment, you'll return to this place we call reality, bringing with you a brand new reality, a reality where you now see things differently, a place where you experience things differently now. But first, I wonder if you can imagine a song in your mind now. Maybe a song from the British rock band The Beatles. I think it was back in 1970 or so, they recorded their hit, Let It Be. I think it was sung by Paul McCartney, wasn't it? This song has become almost immortal and is immediately recognized as one of the band's top hits. And the song's chorus is hard to say without singing it, isn't that so? Let it be, let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. I wonder how you'll remember this refrain whenever there's an itch anywhere on your face. I wonder how you'll remember to let it be. Let it be. Whenever there's an itch or a desire to touch your face, your eyes, your nose, or your mouth, maybe you'll think of the song. Maybe you'll think of this song. And the easy-to-remember refrain, let it be, let it be. Maybe you're singing it now, that's right. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, yeah, let it be. I wonder how you'll hear that in your mind now. How this part of that song is programmed into your unconscious now. So that your conscious actions will be driven by healthy habits and simple, easy to remember bits of a song that can anchor this new healthy behavior now. As you let it be, let it be. And if there's ever an itch or desire to touch the face or any surface in public, let it be, let it be, Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Maybe we'll even make up some fun, catchy verses that go along with this refrain. And I wonder how you'll make this song a part of your daily thoughts, so that it becomes another healthy habit of positive thoughts and inner talk now. That's right. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. And just spend some time now in the privacy of your own mind to let that chorus repeat. Do that now while I'm silent. For you are in control. That's right. And now you can take this song with you and have it accompany these new healthy habits. These new healthy habits anywhere, anytime. And no one even knows you're doing anything. And as you start to become more aware of the here and now, that's right, you can just notice the position of your body and the sensation of whatever surface that you're resting on. Good. Getting ready to come all the way back now, gently, easily, on your own pace. Becoming aware of the here and now. Taking in a nice deep cleansing breath even, filling those lungs with fresh air. And as you reorient to your surroundings, you can just come all the way back now. Feeling refreshed and alert. And as you open up your eyes, why not enjoy a nice stretch and feel really good? There you go. And you do feel good, don't you? And one of the wonderful side effects of hypnosis is that you feel even better as the day goes on. And tomorrow is even better than today. So enjoy the success that you've created in your life and congratulate yourself for being someone to take control and responsibility for your health now.
New Jersey Hypnosis Training. Realize your emerging potential.